Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So the other big thing is that, well, it's kind of important, especially on World Gratitude Day, is when we combined World Gratitude Day with Eye Care Awareness Month. So it's both World Gratitude Day. We need to be grateful for our sight and we need to look after it. How do we do that? Mark Horowitz, an optometrist at Mark Horowitz Optometrists, joins us this morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning to you, Howard. I'm very well, thanks. And good morning to the Chai FM listeners.
So it's Eye Care Awareness Month. And, you know, we're always told you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to eat carrots, you've got to not eat too many carrots. Are there foods that help us to look after our eyesight?
Yes, so Howard, I mean, the important thing is, like, just with many other kind of general guidelines in terms of health, the important thing is to have a balanced diet. Certain vegetables have been known to have a protective action over the eyes. So, for example, yes, those carrots, the dark green vegetables, like spinach, peppers are also good. You see, they contain a substance called lutein, and lutein is a very important substance to protect a particular part of the back of the eye, which is called the macula. As people may know, the leading cause of visual impairment in the senior part of the population is age-related macular degeneration, so lutein has a very important part to protect. But the main thing is a balanced diet and those sorts of vegetables, especially the dark green varieties. Mm.
If there's a vitamin that we should be taking, I mean, is there a vitamin that'll help us with our eyesight?
So the thing is, there are formulations on the market, well-known formulations. One can always ask at the pharmacy. They are specifically formulated with a balance of specific vitamins and minerals which have found to be beneficial for the eyes, things like zinc. But there are formulations available which are made up in the correct sort of balance.
Right. And what besides what we eat, you know, this time of year when there's a lot of dust around, a lot of pollen, it's quite windy, what can we do to protect our eyes in this type of weather?
Okay, so, well, first of all, I mean, we're in spring. It's just my favorite time of the year, going into summer. So the thing is, yes, lots of pollen around. People who are more susceptible to allergies, especially hay fever, seasonal allergies which affect the eyes, and people often end up rubbing their eyes. And the problem is that some people like have a deep rubbing of the eyes, which we found actually in children and teenagers. If you rub your eyes hard enough on a regular basis, you can actually cause distortion of the cornea, which is the front layer of the eye, so you can cause corneal irregularities, and that can even lead to a condition called keratoconus, which can have serious implications on the eye. So if you're an allergy sufferer, good idea to keep your allergy under control medically. Again, I ask at the pharmacies, ask the optometrist. Also, this time of year, people are outdoors more in the sun. Very important, wear sun protection. Not just sun protection like sunglasses that you'd buy on the beach or at a robot or something. Get a proper sunglasses.
So what does that mean? What is a proper pair of sunglasses?
Right, so it needs to have a lens in that will provide 100% UV protection, and that's UVA, UVB. Most good or well-known makes of sunglasses.
Right. Oh, we seem to just have lost Mark Horowitz. We're going to try and get him back because that was important. Because I go by the brand. I don't even know you have to look at the lenses. I just thought you have to look at the brand on the side of the arm of the glasses, and I thought that was good enough. But apparently we've got to actually know what lenses we have on our sunglasses. Shows you you know, we live and we learn. It is 8:25. We'll be back just after this.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:26. We were chatting, and we are chatting with Mark Horowitz. He's an optometrist at Mark Horowitz Optometrist. So I was asking you about quality sunglasses. I thought we just had to look at the brand name on, you know, on the side. I didn't realize that the lenses were actually important as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Howard. So the important thing is 100% UVA, UVB protection. And you see, the problem is with a cheaper sort of variety. Look, some of them may be good, but the dark lens actually causes your pupils to dilate behind that lens because of the restriction of the light. The problem is if it's not filtered 100% for UV, the dilated pupil allows even more of the harmful UV light to enter your eye, and that's what damages your eye. It causes cataracts. It can cause damage to your retina. So those are the main reasons why.
Right, and obviously, so that's important. You need to know exactly what you're doing for sun protection. Mark Horowitz, thank you for chatting to us. It is 8:27. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.